Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups saying desperate civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo, including many wounded. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. Previous ceasefires collapsed almost immediately. Jens Stoltenberg is NATO's Secretary General.
So the focus of the whole international community has to be on how can we ensure full respect for a ceasefire, a sustainable ceasefire? How can we assure safe evacuation of civilians? And how can we ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid to the people in Aleppo?
Meantime, France has called for another emergency session of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation in Aleppo. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb-making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Barun Naim to a string of terror attacks and plots to destabilize Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app, favored by the Islamic State. European Union leaders have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months, sanctions in response to Russia's activities in Ukraine. Analysts say the poor momentum for continued actions to punish Russia is spurred by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's stated willingness to negotiate with Russia. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia on any other foreign group, that is, that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Peter King is a member of Mr. Trump's Republican Party and serves on the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. He takes issue with the CIA conclusions about possible Russian hacking.
People in the intelligence community using disinformation tactics against the president-elect of the United States, and that is just disgraceful. And the fact that they wouldn't even show up today for an intelligence committee briefing to tell us who was saying these things and who's not is disgraceful.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election toward him. Mr. Trump continued his thank you tour on Thursday to states that helped clinch the presidential election for him and used the occasion to slam President Obama's top spokesman. In a rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, Trump criticized Josh Earnest, who had been critical and skeptical, that is, of some of Mr. Trump's positions in his daily briefings. Trump called Earnest a foolish guy. Russian President Vladimir Putin is in Japan for talks with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe over a territorial dispute that has prevented the two countries from signing a peace deal formally ending World War II hostilities. Abe has openly expressed hopes of making progress on resolving the fate of four islands of Japan's northern coast, known as the Northern Territories in Japan and the Southern Kuriles in Russia. Revelation of Yahoo's latest hack unscores how many Americans have known for many years that all emails, photos, and other personal files stored online can easily be stolen, and there is little anyone can do about it. Neelu Razi Howe is Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer at RSA Security, which provides cyber security.
While this is the largest hack in Internet history, unfortunately Yahoo isn't alone here. We say that there are two types of organizations out there, organizations who know they've been breached and organizations that don't know they've been breached. It's a new world order with all the different types of sophisticated adversaries who are coming after us.
That is Neelu Razi Howe with RSA Security.
That's the latest world news from VOA.